I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network. A man facing the death penalty for a crime committed 40 years ago in Northeast Ohio has had his sentence commuted by the governor. Dave Chudowski of ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland has the story.
Just days after calling for an end to the death penalty in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine has commuted the death sentence of a Cleveland man who has spent more than four decades on death row. Gregory Lott was convicted of the 1986 murder of 82-year-old John McGrath, who was tied up and set on fire during a robbery in his East Cleveland home. DeWine cited findings that Lott is intellectually disabled and would not be put to death under current law. Lott will now spend the rest of his life in prison without parole.
In Southeast Ohio, the results of a major rural self-driving study have now been made public. ONN's Brianna Albizu has details.
The Rural Automated Driving Systems Project was a collaboration between Ohio University, the Ohio Department of Transportation, and Drive Ohio. The study evaluated how self-driving cars would perform on Southeast Ohio's rural roads. It was thanks to a $7.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The study found that significant infrastructure upgrades and software refinements would be necessary for vehicle safety.
And the Cleveland Police Department announced a hiring event this Friday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cleveland City Hall. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.